Historic numbers, Florida Republicans expand their lead over Democrats. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 20, 2023. Florida Republicans have continued to expand their lead over Democrats in the Sunshine State, according to the latest data from the Florida Division of Elections. Florida Republicans now have a 680,030 registered voter lead over Democrats, boasting 5,153,695 voters to the Democrat Party's 4,473,665. For greater perspective, Republicans held the 383,954 voter advantage over Democrats at the end of 2022. Republicans made history in the Sunshine State in November 2021, finally overtaking Democrats in voter registration. When I got elected governor, we had 280,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans in the state of Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said during a press conference in Seminole in November 2021. Today, and it will probably be fully publicized very soon, today for the first time in the history of Florida, we've now overtaken Democrats. There are more registered Republicans in Florida than Democrats, he added. Overall, the GOP has experienced a net gain of 937,205 since 2018. Republican Party of Florida Chairman Christian Ziegler celebrated the news on social media, noting that the GOP added 53,512 new Republican voters in October alone. Since beginning, sick, of the year, 2023, the GOP has increased our voter registration advantage by 296,076 or 2.38% statewide, he continued. The gains follow last year's election, which saw immense success for Florida Republicans, who even managed to flip traditionally blue Miami-Dade red for both DeSantis and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, RFL. As Breitbart News detailed at the time, some of the most significant gains for DeSantis were made in traditionally blue Miami-Dade. In 2018, Democrat Andrew Gillum took the county by over 20%, with Gillum obtaining 478,958 votes to DeSantis's 311,581. 4 years later, with over 95% of the tallies and statewide, DeSantis led in Miami-Dade with 393,405 votes to Chris 312,762, garnering 55% to Chris's 44%. The early return served as a shock to the establishment media, as Rubio also took the county by 9%. The news comes as the Florida GOP gears up for the presidential election. Ziegler has made it clear that the party will remain neutral during the primary race until a nominee is selected. We're going to support both men. We're going to stay neutral. And we're going to allow the grassroots to pick, and then whoever they pick, we're going to make sure they get elected, whether it's President Trump or Governor DeSantis. We're going to let the grassroots pick. We're going to work like hell to get them elected afterwards, Ziegler said in an interview in March on Breitbart News Saturday. We're going to support both men up until that primary is over, and then we're going to get to work, he emphasized.